2016. Thanks for joining me today. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the very sultry Chicago suburbs. And of course, you know that RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup and relevant links for this particular program by visiting spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left and choose the appropriate year, month, and day. By the way, I did put up the document from Teresa, the criminologist that we had on last week in the third hour. That document is now on the schedule page for you to download. I think it's about a 5-page document. Anyway, it's a PDF file, and it's there for your perusing. Also, visit screeningsandyhook.net for my articles. And those articles, have to do with Sandy Hook and related topics. I uploaded one yesterday. I'm not doing so good today here. Because my allergies are getting to me. Anyway, I did upload that document yesterday, and it's called Wolfgang Halbig, Drugs and Court Cases, which I think you'll find very interesting. I hope that you will also visit SpingolaSpeaks.net, created by our dear friend and listener, and you can listen to the audio files at that website, as well as at Wooly's blog, and that's woolysblog.blogspot.com. I'm sorry. I thought I had my coughing under control before the program, but apparently I didn't. Okay. You can listen to the archives at SpingolaSpeaks.net, as well as at woolysblog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719, extension 1 or 2, or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or simply send a check to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You may email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. There's no more spingola.com, not for my personal email or for the comment email. It is spingola.email. Anyway, it's a secure server, and it's terrific. I'm not getting all of the garbage and all of the hacking, and all of the threats and all the other nonsense that I was receiving through the other email. Anyway, you can join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. Alrighty, we will take calls when we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today for the first 2 hours is Buthaina Nevlin. Buthaina, welcome.
Hello, Diana. How are you? God bless you. Allah bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Health and blessings.
Well, yes, we all need blessings, don't we? For one thing or another.
Anyway, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being on. And I want to ask you some really personal questions today. I think that we've probably gone over this before, but I want to make certain that the listeners understand the situation in the Middle East, and particularly the situation in Iraq. So I want to ask you, when you left Iraq, what year did you leave Iraq?
Exactly, April 2004.
Okay, so you were there when the U.S. military bombed Baghdad. Where were you?
In Baghdad, in central Baghdad.
You were in
Yes, in the western part of Baghdad.
So you were there when the U.S. military bombed the entire city.
Yes.
And the entire country to smithereens, where there was only 4% of the electricity left in the country, where people had to didn't have television, so they were drinking water that sewage had spilled into because the U.S. military bombed the dams, they bombed the water sanitation plants, they bombed everything that they could, and yet, Iraq had nothing whatsoever to do with 9/11.
Iraq has nothing to do with 9/11, has nothing to do with any extremist group. Iraq was pursuing a policy of secularism. We have a lot of religions. We have Christianity, we have Sabian, we have Muslim. Our Christian people, there are 14 different sects of our Christian brother and sister living peacefully, and they were the richest strata of the Iraqi society. So, and we have nothing to do with the problems of U.S. or the West or anybody.
And Saddam Hussein felt that he wanted the resources of Iraq to benefit the citizens of Iraq.
Yes, that's what brought the Ba'athists to power. The Ba'athists felt the need that they need to crush the British occupation out of Iraq and put the resources and the money and the oil and everything back in the Iraqi hands. So Iraq was booming from 1968 till 2000 till the war. We were having the best quality of education, the best quality of agriculture, the best service in the world. So the oil revenue all go to in building Iraq, making project to benefit the Iraqi people, houses, bridges, university, you name it. You name it. Entertainment facilities, you name it. We were living like Switzerland. And we having a very rich household income for each family, let alone the freedom that we have for women, for anybody. We used to have a very, very good life, and all that because our government were benefiting us. And in spite of that, something I haven't seen here, the entrepreneur, the people can, anyone who can build any project, make a factory, medicine factory, furniture factory, anything, the government help him and put him to work. So it's really something utopian. I don't think I can find it in any other place.
Exactly. And something happened in 1987. One of our illustrious politicians met with Saddam Hussein, and there is a photo of them meeting. And actually, what this gentleman from the United States wanted to told Saddam Hussein was
yes, that's the President Bush, War Minister, Secretary of Defense. Donald Rumsfeld, he came and he shake hands with Saddam and he bring him order from the U.S. administration. He wants three things. First, Iraq to have to give concession for 80% of its oil to the benefit of the company that he represent, American company, international company that he represent. Second, stop sheltering or giving money to the Palestinian. Third, stop propagandizing this unity between the Arab homeland people. They don't want this spirit of the unity between the 22 Arab countries, which were one country just before the Sykes-Picot occurred. And before then, the Arab world were one country till World War One. Till 1914, we were one country, and then the British and the French came and divided to 22 countries. And these are the three orders or commands that Donald Rumsfeld wants Saddam to do. He told him, if you want really to buy oil, we are part of the OPEC, and you can buy our oil from the OPEC. He said, no, I don't want to buy it. I want concession. for the oil in general and the oil that inside, I mean, in the ground. I mean, they're digging and looting oil. That's what he wants. Then Saddam Hussein, when he, I mean, it's very insulting for our president to hear that. So he just left him in the room. He didn't say bye to him. He didn't say everything. He just left him. Saddam, President Saddam left him and left him in the room. And then he, I mean, they took him out, of course, after that.
So, right. And of course, this was 1987. Yes. And that was President George H.W. Bush.
Yes.
And within 3 years, the U.S. military went into Iraq for the very first time.
Yes.
And there's a lot of horrible, horrible photos of that time. It just it breaks your heart to look at those photos.
Yes.
And so that was the first invasion of Iraq.
Yes, sir, Diana. You know, on the pretext of that, we took Kuwait. Kuwait was part in apart from Iraq till 90. I mean, till the World War One. Kuwait was a district belonged to Basra city, southern of Iraq. And then the Kuwaiti intelligence and all those who are in that department started, instigating hatred between the Iraqi and the Kuwaiti. And they sent the agent and they sent somebody to insult the government. And so they tried to instigate hatred. They did start taking some of our land and drilling the oil from our land. And that's what started this tension between the two countries. So Saddam took Kuwait, but in fact, he doesn't want it. He just wants to stop this kind of hatred and instigation that we're perpetrating. Of course, under the leadership of U.S., everything done under the direction of U.S. Kuwait, till now, I mean, it's all completely under the direction or the influence of the U.S. embassy there.
Yes. Now, do you remember the first invasion? Of course.
Yes, Diana. Yeah, I do remember it.
And you were.
Were
you living? Was your family living in Baghdad then?
Yeah, yes, the same place, the same house. It was horrible. It was. I mean, heavy bombardment day and night. A lot of destruction. A lot of. I mean, really, really, a true massacre. I mean. A lot of people killed, injured. The famous massacre is the massacre of a Jadriya shelter, in which they put they call it a penetrating. I mean, a Jadriya shelter is a shelter for the people from the war. I mean, if you get a war, you get inside the shelter. It's a concrete shelter. So they drop. They call it a penetrating bomb. It penetrates through the thick wall of the shelter and burn people alive. When we came to there, Diana, the faces of the people melt on the walls of the shelter, and you can see their faces on the wall because they are incinerating. They burned them alive. 400 men and women and children, mostly women and children. I mean, it was a horrible massacre. I mean, if you can Google it, you will see. It was really, I mean, a genocide. A horrible thing. I mean, it's hard.
And that is because Saddam Hussein refused to give a concession for the oil of Iraq to the U.S., I guess the U.S. Oil companies.
Yeah, those the U.S. oil company. In fact, they want to make Iraq, in a way, a subordinate to U.S. You do what we want, the U.S. want. I mean, exactly. They wanted to turn Iraq like the way they turned it after 2003. They don't want a very developed, highly people, highly educated. They don't want that.
Right. They wanted to make you a colony.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, Mr. Baker, he told Mr. Tariq Aziz, Mr. Baker was a foreign secretary, U.S. Department. He told Tariq Aziz, "We will bomb you to the Stone Age," and they did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
And then during the time in between the invasions, they had sanctions against Iraq, and 500,000 children perished. And Madeleine Albright, when she was asked on TV whether that was a good thing, she said yes, that was a good thing.
it's worth it. She said it's worth
yes.
It's worth it for her aims and satanic aims. Yeah, she said it's worth it. 500, 500,000 kids, that's under the age of five.
Yes.
But all in all, the all number is 1.5 million Iraqi men and women, children. So all in all, I mean, the last statistic that made by Iraqi institution, statisticians, were 1.5 million all in all killed from the time of the first, I mean, the first Gulf War till the end of sanction, 1.5 million. And now,
right.
And it was getting worse now all over. Yes. But, yeah.
Now, speaking of fire, I received an email this morning.
Yes.
And this was from a gentleman by the name of John. I don't know whether I should mention his name, but John. His first name is John. Anyway, he was talking about the hospital today. There's a hospital, apparently, where there were 13 newborn Iraqi babies who were burnt to death.
Yes.
25 more who were terribly hurt.
Yes.
And countless others still missing. And that was because of an electrical fire that engulfed the maternity wing of Baghdad's Yarmouk Hospital.
Yes, this is a very famous big hospital. And I saw the infant burned. I mean, it's really a black little thing. I mean, it's horrible. And this is all ongoing genocide. You know, Diana, when 2003, after 2003, U.S. administration picked up an international criminal, an international looter, thieves in Iraq, we call them the thieves, and put them in power. And from that time, they did nothing, just loot Iraq, dismantle and sell its good factories, everything. I mean, the Minister of Health, I don't know if she even exists now. She might be in London or in Turkey or in having a vacation, and she put somebody like her brother or so, and the only thing they are doing is just looting and looting. So nobody care really about the patient, about nobody. I mean, God help them. I mean, every hospital need maintenance. And there was no maintenance made, I guess, from 2003. And this is not only in the hospitals, Diane, and everything. In this last winter, Baghdad was submerged with the flood because the sewers are blocked because there is no maintenance, no cleaning to the sewers from 2003. And when they put the mayor of Baghdad under investigation, we know that he has billions of dollars which he gave to his family and friend and this and cronyism, and he ended up nothing done to the people. So it's not only Yarmouk. It's not only the medical sector, it's everything. I mean, there are have friends in the South. She said, we see all those politicians, and everyone has his own gang. They came to these big factories that our government, Saddam, built. You name it, tractor factories, buses factories, clothes factories, medical supplies factory. And they really dismantle it, literally dismantle it, and they put it on trucks and they take it and sell it. I mean, this kind, I mean, thieves, bunches of thieves. That's why Iraq, I mean, you have seen the big demonstration that was engulfing Iraq from 2012, 2013, and they're getting stronger, and the regime in Baghdad getting more brutal against them. They are starting killing those demonstrators that want this corrupt criminal strata of politicians to get out of Iraq. And
exactly.
That's the situation.
We do have a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Why? While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Deanna, and just let me share a couple of comments from the chat room. I can hear my echo. Oh, it's bad enough to hear me once. Okay. Somebody said they have the Olympics. No need to worry about Obama, who is bombing 9 countries and has boots on the ground in 4 countries. So as long as you have the Olympics to take the people's minds off of what the U.S. military is doing, so it's okay, right?
Distraction. Yeah, that's, that's how they, took the U.S. people onto all these words, destruction, misinformation, complete lies. I mean, just sure. Like the lies of the mass destruction weapon of Iraq, and then Tony Blair's lie, oh, Iraq can launch a chemical or a nuclear missile within 45 minutes, oh, Iraq is suppressing its people, oh, the Iraqi government is gassing the Kurds, and Iraqi is suppressing the people of the south, and now everybody from the south from the north to the south was just wanting our old government to be back and help
of
us.
So miserable,
Deanna, you can't imagine. I mean, it's really hell. It's really hell in Iraq.
This is the same kind of scenario. You can start with the war of northern aggression against the south, which is slaughter everybody, mess up the infrastructure, destroy it, Same thing with World War One. Let's destroy Germany. Same thing with World War Two. Let's destroy Germany. We didn't get it all the first time. I mean, it's the same play card, playbook every single time. And so you came to this country in 2004.
Yes.
And would you have come to this country if your country was still in the same condition it was before the first invasion?
I mean, I come to live here? No, maybe I come to visit, see the tourism attraction, but not to live. I mean, not to live forever. God bless the U.S., I mean, country, but nobody can. I mean, Iraqis love their country. I mean, if things will go back to Iraq, Diana, I mean, hundreds of thousands of people there will immediately go.
Of course. I mean, the Irish wouldn't have left Ireland. Yes. Had the British not stolen all their food and starved a million of them?
Yes. I mean, the same. I mean, that's our dream, that the occupation militia will leave one day, and we go back to our country. Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, living abroad is really hard, Diana. It's even if you. I mean, thank God, I have. Everything, but. It's hard, not between your family members. So, that's what every Iraqi I met, will say to you if you ask him or her. We just need, hopefully, all the occupation forces, the U.S. troops, the militia, the foreign militia will leave Iraq and we will go back to our country. But it's here and now it's completely destroyed.
There's nothing to go back to.
Yeah, completely destroyed. Literally, I mean, if you go to Anbar province now, Diana, it's another site of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. I can send you the picture. Carpet bombing, nothing left. The infrastructure. Anbar province was one of the richest area in Iraq. Now it's worse than Nagasaki. It's worse than Hiroshima. It's worse than Dresden. Nothing, rubbles, just rubbles. Look at Syria now, those poor Syrian. The most beautiful country in the Arab world is Syria. I mean, I don't know. Some cities of Syria, if I can describe it, just like the the market on the cities of Syria. If I, lately I visited Boston, and there is a very nice market near Faneuil Hall. It's very nice tourism. When I sat there, I said, oh, my God, that's Syria, Lebanon. That's the way. If your listeners know what I mean, Faneuil Hall and the market nearby, that's our Syria and Lebanon. I mean, it's really beautiful country. We have the oldest churches and monastery there, one of the oldest churches in the world and monastery. And now it's being bombed. The Russian is bombing. I mean, horrible, horrible genocide against the Syrian civilian by the Russian jet fighters.
Wow. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village. where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Our guest the first 2 hours is Boothane and Evelyn. On TV this week on the news, I believe it was Thursday or Friday, there was a young woman who was pretty much tackled by three policemen because they thought that she was a terrorist because of the way that she was dressed. They didn't stop and say, excuse me, we'd like to chat with you. They just simply tackled her. Another lady, and maybe even her daughter, I'm not sure. There's so many stories of violence and shooting in the Chicago area, it's hard to keep up with it. But anyway, this woman was assaulted by a stranger and accused of being ISIS. And, it's horrible. We have a lot of very, very ignorant people in this country who believe anything that they hear on the national news, and they just think that every single person who comes from another country must certainly be a terrorist, because that is what the national news promotes, that if you're a stranger, if you're a foreigner, wow, you must be here to blow something up.
Yeah.
Now,
unfortunately, yeah.
Speaking of, you said that Russia was bombing Syria. Now, yes. A lot of people think, oh, Putin's such a good guy. Oh, gosh, he is really a good guy. Now, I happen to be in contact. I haven't been in contact with him lately, but I do have a person that I talk with in Russia. And he said Russia is run by the same group of people that the United States is run by. Yes. It is no different, and Russia is not going to come to the aid of the American people. Putin is not going to come to anybody's aid. It's the same.
It's the same. Yeah, I mean, they were burning, they were massacring, slaughtering the Syrian civilians. I mean, horrible. If I put on, your listeners have Facebook page. I put some photos 2-3 days ago on my Facebook. Just to show you a sample of the atrocities that done by the Russian jet fighter. It's horrible. It's horrible. So my Facebook page is Buthena Nevlin. I mean, my photo there. I put my ID photo is the photo of Lady Diana Spencer. So you can just go there and see samples of what they are doing in. Really, and all the bombs they are using, they are banned bomb, internationally banned bomb, Nepal, White Fist Forest, nuclear. I mean, it's really horrible in Syria because of the Russian bombardment. 3 days ago, there was a church in Idlib. It's called Idlib Church. It's the oldest church in Idlib. It's built from the time of the first Khalifa of Prophet Muhammad Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. It was there 1400 years ago. The Muslim secured it, bought and came and turned it to smotherin. And near it was a market, so he slaughtered tons and tons of people, and he demolished one of the most beautiful churches in the world. I mean, those communist killers are really targeting the humanity and the human there in Syria, Diane. It's really hard and ugly, and I mean, it's really, disaster in Syria.
Now, I'm really glad that you said communist instead of Russians, because the Russian people are probably just like a lot of Americans. We're victims of the news media, victims of our own ignorance, and I mean, when people say, oh, yes, we bombed Iraq or we bombed this country, I didn't have anything to do with it. I don't believe in bombing other countries. I don't believe in mass slaughter. I don't believe in any of that genocidal behavior. So I believe that common Americans, hopefully, they don't buy into this and they don't really believe that we should be doing this. Heaven help us. If they don't really understand that.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, things are done every now and then, and they go. I mean, the U.S. and Russian and the French now are bombing the Arab homeland is in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya. I mean, for what? ISIS, Diana, if you go to Iraq, any Iraqi city, any Iraqi citizen, I can give you countless emails and Facebook and Twitter account of very prominent newscaster, journalist, novelist, you name it. And you ask them, who is ISIS? They will tell you it's a gang financed by U.S. to come and destroy the cities in Russia, in Iraq, in every extremist group who are having this military thing should be aided by the U.S. or the Russian or a foreign power. No one in Iraq believe that those ISIS and so on are coming from the Iraqi or the Arab people. These are terrorist groups that came with the help of U.S. Remember 2-3 years ago when Mosul fell down in their head, the biggest city in Iraq, Mosul, in the north of
Iraq? Oh, yes.
You know how did it fell down? How did it go to them? Maliki, the prime minister, then called the commander-in-chief of the military in this area and told him, you and your soldier leave. So why? Tell them ISIS is coming. So who ISIS? We call them Daesh. You call them ISIS, we call them Daesh. And he told them, who are those people? He said, no, you have to leave, surrender and leave, and let the soldier leave, because they are coming and will take the Mosul city. And that's what happened. And the soldiers there wake up one day in the morning and they find all the high-ranking officer fleeing. Nobody there. They left them in the base alone. So they walk till they get nearby. And then, but within that they say, nobody was there. They left us alone. Why? Daesh is coming. How many people are they? 50, no, 100. I mean, there are tens of thousands of soldiers. They can easily kill them. But because they are coming, it's an order coming from Maliki, the prime minister of Iraq. He gave them Mosul. He himself gave them Mosul. And the commander-in-chief, he said, no one can sue me because all the information I get from him, and he told me to leave the base and get the soldiers out here. So everybody in Iraq, if you ask him, who gave Mosul to Daesh, will see the prime minister. The prime minister, Maliki, he is the puppet of the American. Everybody know that. So
sure.
They create this bogus thing and they put us in this area. So they come and bomb it, carpet bombing the area, and they sabotage and kill as much as they want. And that's what's happening. Nobody knows who are those people are.
It's like Al-Qaeda.
Exactly. I mean, every religious group that has a military aspect, it's not from the Arab world or it's not from the Muslim themselves. It should be. And this is done long time ago, Al-Qaeda and before it. I mean, long time ago. So
sure.
They know what to do it. But, I mean, if they send the American army and told them, bomb Anbar Providence, carpet bombing to smithereen, the American army will not do it. I mean, even if they did some, but they will not do it. But how are we going to do that? They will send this fictitious group that they finance, and nobody saw. And they send them there, so they come and bomb and bomb and bomb. Nobody's asking Russian, what the hell are you doing in Syria? Are those little kids who are burning every day, are those ISIS? Are those Daesh? What the French are doing there? What's there in Iraq, in the western side of Iraq? I mean, this carpet bombing, this infrastructure demolishing. I mean, it's all. I mean, if you go really, if you ask any reporter in Iraq, he said those are groups related to the government of Iraq and to the U.S. government. Nobody believes all what you hear in the news. All these big lies.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in Anbar, where they liberated Anbar, so-called, and Fallujah, this last summer, exactly.
Right.
And the representative of the U.S. military, spokesman for the Pentagon, came here, and the minister of defense make a joint news conference. And he said, so they asked him, how many Daesh people killed? The American guy, he said 100. They told him, no, the Minister of Defense said 200. He said, I don't know. The reporter asked him, can we go with you and see one body of this, ISIS or Daesh or whatever? He said, I don't know. It became a big scandal. How could you liberate a land with fighting over it? And there are those terrorist groups, and we couldn't find a body, not a single body. When reporters went there, they just saw demolished facilities, demolished houses, demolished building. Not a single body. The only bodies that killed is the civilians, kids and old women and old men who trapped there, and they couldn't make it and get out of the city. That's only, yeah. So you see how clever, how smart is this genocide? Yeah, I mean. What are you doing?
It seems that every single country in the Middle East is getting bombed to smithereens except one.
Except what?
Except one country.
Yeah. Oh, yes, yeah.
I wonder why that is.
This is a long time. I mean, Diana, in 1982, this is a plan, Bernard Lewis, or his name, I think, Henry Lewis, who was the consultant for the Pentagon at Carter time. he put a plan to dismantle the Arab homeland into small ethnic group. And Congress ratified this plan and became a law in 1982. So whatever all the ensuing event after that, it just working for this plan. They want to dismantle the Arab very rich, very civilized, highly industrialized land into small ethnic groups. They don't want the strong Iraq or the strong Libya or trying with Turkey. So that's the plan. And I see them, even some alternative media. I mean, they made it a lot of reporters here, and I mean, independent one, of course. They say that's within the plan of U.S.
Sure.
I mean, it's fiction about the Saddam destruction weapon and whatever, and Gaddafi is killing his people. It's not. I mean, it's just something to sell to the American people. And there seems to be the American people are adapting to this. Okay, we shall go and bomb this. We shall go and bomb this. Oh, is it? I mean, some friends ask me, is it good to go and bomb Syria? Some, oh my God, really? For what? Is it good to bomb Syria? I mean, I don't know how you think.
You know,
I mean, the mentality of the people, is it good to go bombing?
Oh. Is it good to go and bomb foreign people, women, children, old men, people you don't know, people who've never done anything to you? Is that a good thing to do? Of course not. When people say, oh, let's bomb Syria, it depersonalizes everything. But it's the same thing that they did with Europe. Oh, let's go bomb Germany. Let's bomb the heck out of Germany.
Yeah.
And you're talking about living, breathing people.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean, they think, I mean, in the mentality of the U.S. person, men or women, oh, I am the good person and I'm going to help. How I'm going to help? I'm going to bomb the bad guys. Who are the bad guys? Did you see them? Did you know anything? Did you Google what is Iraq or Syria or anything? You don't know what's there. And they just see the TV. Interestingly enough, Diana, listen to this story. This happened in 2000, beginning of 2005. I think December, first month, I went to D.C. I think it was an event. I don't know what's the event. I think it was the first so-called election in Iraq. So I went there election under occupation is not real election, but I want to see people. I want to see what's going on. So I went there and I met a lot of Iraqis, and we were looking at these pamphlets that has the name of those who want to be elected, and said, who are those? I don't know. Who are those? Nobody knew them. It just seems to be agent that U.S. put them. And then within the talk, I saw a lot of people from Basra, from Mosul, from Najaf, different groups of Iraqi society. So I was talking to them at that time, and my depression is started getting harder. So they say they came before me. So they say, Bhutan, it's better here in this world. Just engulf yourself in some work. All of us have this depression. Everything. It's so hard. And we were talking, is there nearby mosque you go, or the Christian or Sabian, is there nearby church? One man told me something that is really so true. He told me, look, Bhutan, he was sarcastic, but it is true. Look, Bhutan, when you come to U.S., there is no religion, there is no ethnicity, there is nothing. There is one God. All the people here follow it. And which God is that? And he said, their TV. They follow their TV. That's their true God. Whatever there, they take it. Even if it is against humanity, even if it's against science, even if it's against ethics, even if it's against morale, anything they see on the TV, that's it. And it became as if they are hypnotized or brainwashed or something. And oh my God, Diana, so truthful. I mean, really, whatever they see on TV, that's it. That's the rule. That's the law. That's the law of God. It's really became the TV is their God. That's what they believe in. No matter what you talk about, no matter what they see of truth outside the TV, no, they believe what is in the TV.
Exactly.
That's their God. Then whatever, I mean, ISIS is a group, and Can you believe bunches of rough people who doesn't know what to do can challenge number one world and U.S. and they can gain victory over them? Few bunches of dirty, I don't know, their hair is so dirty. They can challenge all these big entity, big military, industrial, two-state, Russia. I mean, can't imagine. It's really pathetic, let's say. Anything they see, I mean, I don't know. It's really unbelievable the way they believe, the gullibility. Anything.
Yes, that is true. Yeah. We are coming up on a 3-minute break, so we will be right back in just 3 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, we are back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first 2 hours is Boothena Nevlin. And somebody in the chat room said that you should be Prime Minister of Iraq. I agree. You lost a lot of family members, and just because you came to the United States has not made your life any easier, particularly most recently. Do you want to share any of the circumstances of how things are going for you? I know that you experience prejudice and ignorance from people, and you are attempting to inform people about things. You want to share a little bit about what you're doing?
Yeah, honey. It's just sometimes, I mean, people wrong you, and no matter what you do, I mean, I don't know. It's you said prejudice, and they don't have the information. Ignorance make all the mistake. If you are ignorant, of course you'll make mistakes. Lately, I lost my dad and my two little sisters, one her early 20s and one her late 20s. My sister, Rasha, just died this last Christmas. Diana, she was suddenly diagnosed with typhus, which I know, I mean, you said about their MOOC incident, the infrastructure is so bad, and I don't know where did she get it, I don't know how, but suddenly she was diagnosed with typhus, and we took
typhus,
her,
yes. Yeah,
they took her immediately from a hospital to a hospital, and there are complications, and within 3-4 days she died. So I'm sorry, Diana, just I'm sorry.
It's okay.
And she died exactly at the time of Christmas. This Christmas, it was the Prophet Muhammad birth and Christ, Jesus Christ, alayhi salam, may God peace and blessing be upon him. It was at the same time, Christ birth and Prophet Muhammad birth at the same times. And it was hard. I mean, I just called her a few days ago, and she's my best friend, and I don't know how did she get this. We live in a very upscale area there, and the only thing they know that she, I have some money salary, because you know the U.S. Force us to retire when they invade Iraq, so there are some kind of money there that I don't need. So she decided to take it every few months, just like a retirement money or salary. Though I didn't finish 9 years there in my country, but they forced us to leave. And she decided with her colleagues in her workplace to work for the refugees, for those who are bombarded in the western area and the other areas in Iraq. So we have big camps for the refugees. And she was working with them, and she was calling me every now and then and telling me, I bought this, I bought that. And I think, I don't know if she contacted something from them. I don't know. The infrastructure is so bad, but it was a sudden. It was hard on me.
Yes.
I thought I was going to die in Easter, really. I mean, it was so bad.
Okay, we are at the top of the hour. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN, and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.